Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good morning, depending on your time zone, and welcome. Welcome, everybody, to Nightlight. I want to welcome light workers, light body energies, seekers of the light, watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers and querents, journeymen and journeyers, seekers, star children, philosophers, and all those seeking reason and magic in these times of awakening, evolution, and transformation. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, and along with Jeannie, we invite you to come in out of the mainstream and gather around our nightlight in the darkness and confusion of the times. The show represents a sort of pit stop on your cosmic journey, so sit back, share your light with other light-minded people, gather for a time and be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change. This is our own very small oasis in the turmoil that we call creation. Share with us your light. We'll share ours with you, and with any luck, we can generate enough light to not only light our ways, but provide light enough for others who are seeking as well. These journeys that we're on began a very long time ago and will continue long after this lifetime has faded into memory. So gathering together, as we do every week, generates energy that can and is drawn on by countless others. Coming together and blending our lights creates energy that serves not only ourselves, but humanity as well. If you'd like to learn more about me, I invite you to visit my website, barbaradelong.com. There's an amazing amount of information there, as well as links to all of the other stuff that I have done. It has evolved into a pretty incredibly broad website, I guess, and there's a lot of stuff that's a lot of fun there, and so I invite you to go investigate it. I also have my schedule on it to let you know where I'm going to be and when I'm going to be there. And there is information galore there. Also, on the first Tuesday and the last Thursday of every month, I guest host on Almost Heaven with Lizzie Starr and Hazel. And they are amazingly lovely ladies, very spiritually oriented, and we do free readings. And Lizzie and Hazel are both very talented and gifted intuitives and mediums as well. So that it is a most interesting show. There's lots of good spiritual information, as well as, of course, the free readings. And Jeannie and I will be starting a new show come April. Hopefully we'll get it all together by then. We're going to put Matrix Radio back on the air. Matrix Radio was my husband's show, and it was in the paranormal category, and we're going to use Matrix Radio as our interview show. We're going to bring on people from different modalities, from different focuses, from different opinions, and we're going to have lovely, lovely discussions of them. We'll have 2 hours to talk about whatever books they've written or opinions that they are fostering, and hopefully we can keep up with Patrick's desire to sort of stir the pot always and give people something to think about. And I love to say that we covered everything from unicorns to UFO and everything in between. And Jeannie and I are going to absolutely make the effort to continue that process. Also, on the last Friday of every month, I have the honor and the thrill, and I can't tell you how much fun it is to have my very good friend Mary Peeler come and share the show with me. And she is probably one of the most gifted mediums I have ever worked with. I love her to death, and her talent and her skills and her sense of humor and her unconditional love are absolutely the most expansive that I have ever experienced in my life. She is a true pleasure to work with and a joy to have as a friend. Co-host Jeannie is in the chat room. We're going to rename her, though. She's going to be the producer of the show from now on because she deserves the title, and it's easier than paying her more money, actually. But she doesn't read, though she can answer most of your questions, give you information on the queue and how long it is and things like that. And if you'd like to get a reading, I urge you to call in early rather than later because the line does get quite long, and we do today especially have to take off as soon as the show is over. I can't hang on and keep going today, though I'd like to. Call-in number again is 347-857-2139. As I said earlier, I do have a website, and on it, among other things, I've done predictions for the year. And I don't really talk a lot about it, but for every month there is a prediction, and I'm going to read to you the one about March because, you know, a lot of people actually do go on the website, but for those of you who haven't been there, this is the kind of information you get each month, and every month for the next year is right up there so that you can jump ahead, jump back, do whatever you like. For this month, the prediction reads, there is an expansion of the heart chakra in all. A feeling of family and sharing is rich within the cosmic energies, and it filters into all of us. Those who have built barriers within will begin to lower them and reach out to all. A feeling of oneness starts to awaken within humanity, and a greater sense of connection begins to draw within everyone. This won't happen overnight, but there is a gradual shift that is felt by all. A greater sharing on all levels touches our consciousnesses, and a new focus begins to emerge. This is a time when many begin to understand the concept of family, of man, and move to embrace those who had not been included before. The spiritual begins to manifest in a new and unusual way and new and unusual ways and places. Where many had not been open to spiritual aspects in life, there is a new acceptance, creative energies in many open to greater depth and broaden the potential of sharing their spirits and energies with other. It is the creative aspects of humanity that surge and open great numbers to the wonders that are carried within. Each individual will find their own talent and gifts and apply the spiritual to them. All will find evolution and expansion in their lives in direct proportion to the extent of their own creative energies. Creativity comes in limitless forms, and all will utilize this energy in their own unique ways. The more you open to the creative energies within you, the greater the spiritual energy is able to manifest within your lives. There is personal choice and freedom here as well. Not all will choose to flow in this direction, but those who do are in for an amazing ride, each in his or her own way. Take this time to create a new order within your lives. Declutter and let go of that which no longer has meaning for you. Let go of directions that no longer apply to your pathways. Recognize that each is on his or her own pathway and often need to move in other directions than you choose. Putting things in order is a good focus for this month, for the rest of the year seems to be going in directions not anticipated and carrying unused or unneeded perceptions, habits, or baggage will slow down your development and most probably give you back problems. Tend to your own personal home, not just the physical one you live in, but that which carries your spirit as well. Sometimes we forget to look within when doing housekeeping and just address the physical. Remember the emotional as well, for that is what really directs our lives and our evolution. There's a new feeling of freedom within the hearts of all of humanity. There is greater understanding and compassion that is beginning to manifest within our realities. Many are letting go of the fear of the unknown and becoming open to a greater understanding of the life potential that all carry within. Freedom can be very challenging and yet one of the greatest adventures one could ever be on. Letting go of the opinions of others and trusting the guidance within can lead one to the discovery of magic and miracles that are carried within. Freedom and free will are two very different aspects of our evolution. Try not to confuse them. Outer space may well prove to not be the last frontier. Rather, our inner space that holds all the answers and holds much more out to us than our evolution to dimensions unseen. So that's sort of what it's like. It would be really, really nice if you looked at it from time to time just to see where we are and where you're going. I encourage you to sort of check it out from time to time, see how you can apply it to your own life. Would love to have feedback from you because feedback is kind of how I, either know I'm going too deep or not going deep enough. So, help me out here. Going to go to the phone lines for a minute here. Jeannie has sent me a note, and I can't. DeWitt, hi. This is Barbara. Hello. You're on the air. Hi. Did I pronounce your name right?
It's Dwight. It's common.
Okay. I know Jeannie spells things appropriately, and I just look at them, and for some reason, they don't go together for me. So, how can I help you today?
I was liking what you were talking about. As far as my feedback on that, I'm learning, maturity is a huge responsibility when it comes to spirit, these things.
That's true.
Yeah.
And, it's a lot of us don't want to grow up enough to apply it to our realities.
Yeah. Sure. And I guess it's like one thing we're not aware of. Because, we are maturing on, the normal level of life. But it's weird because I feel like I was very mature.
Mm-hmm.
how I deal with the immaturity of the world. On every level, I believe, you know, I'm actually, before I call it here, I just realized that I don't really have a Facebook, but I post stuff, I write stuff out to people who are subscribed to me. And most of the time I catch myself ready to post a lot of things and delete them a lot. And it helps, just help them put it out there, the energy out there.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, humanity as a whole has actually changed. And you know, I am very hopeful for humanity. I don't expect it to happen overnight. But I think that every now and then you catch a glimpse of the fact that people are beginning to understand that we are a family of man, that we aren't separate entities, that we are all connected, and that nobody is better than anybody else. We all are working with the same tools and the same focus and the same spirits, and our spirits are linked because we were at one time a part of one great creator, and so that there are so many similarities between all of us, even though perhaps our economic conditions are different or our cultural beliefs are different. But you know, we are all the human species. So we're all connected. We're all together in this. And if we start to work with that in mind, this world can become a better place. And I think sometimes people forget that. Sometimes we get selfish. We are so focused on survival that we forget that there is a great community out there that we can always open to and get help from. And so I think we're growing up. We're not all the way there. I mean, we're still probably in kindergarten, but we're getting there. So is there something that you called for today that I can help with?
Yeah, it's weird. I think what you were talking about is still like you was giving me a reading on. You know, I felt like you actually already tapped into my energy, and the message you gave me was like a direct answer to it. Was it?
Well,
it was just something you were saying.
Well, yeah, what I did was, you know, that is the prediction for March. And my website, right on the very front page, it has a forecast page, and every month there is something very similar to that that is written there for the whole month. So, you know, please feel free to go back to the website and, you know, read that anytime you'd like to. And it's there for every month of the year, so that it's definitely telling you what to look for. I don't know who or what I was tapped into when I wrote it. I wrote it like probably 6 months ago. So it's always amazing to me how they become absolutely relevant when their time arrives. And I think as far as you're concerned, from what I can see here, you are going through a lot of spiritual shifting and changing. This, you know, the spiritual in you is waking up to a far greater degree than it ever has been before. And I think you're taking a deeper look into all aspects of life and the things that you do and the people that you have around you. So spirit is definitely becoming more and more a part of your active everyday life. And I think it gives you a far richer feeling as to where you're focused and where you're going.
Mm-hmm. It seems like a lot of things I've learned, like, because I feel very clairvoyant, like just knowing, like, the keys on the counter, you know, you leave the house and you don't have to really think about it. You just know it. Grab the keys and walk out the door. And I feel like a lot of, you know, a lot of times I'm thinking or saying something, things are communicating through me or giving me, you know, it feels like a lot of different intelligences are basically just giving me these downloads and my own intelligence too.
We all carry inside of us a spirit master, And you know, it's chosen this lifetime and this personality to come back to the earth plane to gather more information and wisdom and whatever else they gather. And so being present on the planet at this point in time, when there is this shift of energy, when there is this new, it's the dawning, you know, I keep going back to that, the age of Aquarius, you know, this is the dawning of a new age. It is. And it's the dawning of an age that has great, great wonder and great openness and great freedom in it as far as spirit goes. I don't expect to see flower children walking around the street again, but I do feel that everyone is understanding that there is greater connectedness amongst all of us than ever before. And you know, if you tune into, connect to that energy source, kind of like the Borg with Star Trek. I don't know if you're a Trekkie or not, but they all had a shared consciousness, and we have absolutely have access to that consciousness that is a cosmic consciousness, and it's something that we can share. And it's really important to understand that there's so much available to us, that it's not just the physical reality here. There's an emotional and a spiritual one as well. And if we tap into it, if we make ourselves part of it, there's a greater richness that you know, then comes into our own lives. So it's a cool time to be around. And I think you especially have, you know, that gift of intuition and trusting your gut and feeling things rather than thinking about them and knowing them. And I think a lot of people are coming to that point in time, and it really makes a big difference into your perspective of your reality and how you are focusing on life as you know, as we know it. It's a great time to be here. It really is. It's exciting, and it's certainly a learning experience for sure.
It seemed like it seemed like we are like becoming more clear, and the synchronicities with every, like, the events and the energy. It's just this sequence of things, and they moving. It's like we're moving with it, our minds are being affected.
Yeah, I mean, I would totally agree with that. I think though that, you know, like cavemen when they first saw lightning and fire and things like that, and they didn't understand, you know, where they came from or what they were, they made up fables and stories about the gods or whoever, and that, you know, that's who created them, and that's how, you know, fire hit this planet and stuff like that. And I think in many ways we're doing exactly what the cavemen did. We are not understanding a lot of the new awareness that is dawning on us, the new insight that we all have accessible to us. So we're creating fables as to where it came from and how we have tuned into it. And I think in another 10,000 years, somebody looking back at us is going to, you know, chuckle and say, weren't they cute? Wrong, but weren't they cute?
Oh, yes. Okay. I feel like I'm already looking back from that time.
Well, I can look back enough to know that we're absolutely not on target, but that it's better than it was 10,000 years ago. I have to get on. I got more people here, but thank you so much for calling in. I truly appreciate your sharing your opinions with me.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Take care now. Bye-bye. Okay. We have Tricia in California. Hi, Tricia. How are you doing?
Oh, hi, Barbara. I'm loving the show, loving your insight today. It's wonderful, and I totally agree. We'll all be looking back on this thousands of years and saying, what were they thinking?
There was a movie a very long time ago called The Gods Must Be Crazy. Are you familiar with it?
I know the name. I vaguely think I did see it. It was many years ago. Yeah.
It was about an Aborigine tribe and an airplane flew over them, and somebody in the airplane threw a Coke bottle out of the window, and it hit somebody on the head. And they thought it was a gift from the gods, so they worshipped the Coke bottle. And and I think that's what we're doing, to tell you the truth. I think we are worshipping the Coke bottle and you know, and not paying attention necessarily to the message, but you know, the overwhelming reality that something, some stuff is coming at us that is beyond our scope of understanding, and therefore we're misinterpreting it. And you know, case in point, of course, are all the UFOs.
Right, and everything is the perspective from the person that's viewing it. You know, otherwise we'd all be identical. And that would be kind of boring as well. And the other thing is, you know, I wrote something today. It's not about, to me, blaming the past and the journey of what's happened on this planet. It's really more about asking the souls that are coming forward, which they already are. I know the children are so advanced in their consciousness that they'll create a different world within our world because of who they are. But it's asking the souls that are coming forward not to come forward and repeat these patterns. You know, that's my perspective of, you know, seeing the evolution.
That's true. And you know, the news, the kids coming in, the indigos and the crystals. I mean, children are coming in with awareness that is just, you know, confounding and unbelievable. And there are new perspectives that they bring in with them. I mean, I worked 69 years to get to this point in time. Kids are born with this perspective today, and it's taken as for them ordinary. And you know, I had to drag myself through a whole bunch of stuff before I understood, you know, more of a spiritual pathway. And you look at even 2,000 years ago, those people who are now honored as prophets, they didn't think they were prophets in those lifetimes. They were just struggling to make ends meet, keep roofs over their head, and food in their bellies. And if somebody had said to them, "Oh, you're going to be a great prophet someday," they would have just looked at them and, you know, sort of said, "Yeah, but how does that help me today?" And I think the thing that amazes me is that there are prophets today walking around, and they're not the ones that are on radio or TV. They're not the ones that write books and get published and are you know, famous. They're everyday people like you and like I, and they're just living their lives and walking their talk and sharing their wisdom as they live it. And those are the prophets that we'll talk about in another 2,000 years, not the people that had book deals and had reality TV shows. You know, they'll just fade from memory faster than anything. So,
you know, the one thing that you always notice a lot and is people judge people's lives on their resumes. I don't look at the past of the journey of the person. I look at who they are in this present moment, because that's who they are in the present of the energy. You know, that energy is alive in that moment. And a lot of the looking back on, you know, the long journey, had your life had the availability of the internet when you were working out with this path, you would be much more exposed. And some people had a lot of, you know, lectures and circuits that they were doing, but a lot of people don't need to do that anymore because you can create it through your own radio show or your own voice, you know. So you can't really look back on a lot of what went down as that they are, I don't know whether they're being praised as the elders, but some of the elders, you know, just had one foot further up on the ladder, but it didn't make them any better. You know,
goodness, no. And it's very much like it's like education today. I mean, frankly, now I taught school, so you know, I have a few degrees, and to tell you the truth, any of the wisdom that I have that I share with other people did not come from sitting in a classroom and paying for a degree. my wisdom comes from life experience. And I think that you know, a college degree is absolutely no indication of someone's intellect. It's an indication that they had the money to pay for it. That's all.
Amen.
I know PhDs that honest to God can't tie their shoes. And yeah. So you know, I think this world is changing tremendously, and you're absolutely right. My mother, when she was growing up, the most advanced electronics were the radios, and I remember the first TVs. You know, I remember when there were, you know, there was a just the sign, the symbol on the screen when there wasn't a program, when there was not programming half the time, or when TVs went off at 11 o'clock at night with the national anthem and they didn't start again until 5 o'clock in the morning. I mean, the technology is just jumping ahead so fast, and I wish that spiritual awareness was jumping ahead as fast, but I guess it is carried along with the rest of it anyhow.
I think it is, in its own sense, opening its own doors at the rate that it's supposed to. Because I think, you know, you can only comprehend something if you're at the state of mind of comprehending it. Otherwise, it doesn't mean anything to you. It's, you know, I read an expression, like people use terms like, well, I'm going to elevate, and the rest that aren't, you know, that's, they haven't got there yet. And I'm saying, well, they can't go somewhere if they don't know it exists. It doesn't mean anything to them. Where you're going and they're going doesn't have to be the same place. It's sort of like people use all these terminologies, you know. I'm awake and they're asleep. And, well, we go to sleep every night to wake up, you know, with a clean slate of thought, you know. So we're constantly changing in that arena. So it's sort of like, I think, a lot of those boxes and that spiritual terms are kind of like categorizing people into I'm in this group and I'm in this group. And it's the same segregation to me as what religion has been passed down.
Oh, yeah. I can't tell you the number of people that want to know if their mate is as evolved as they are. And you know, my answer back is, you know, it's always wise to just assume everybody is more evolved than you are. That way you don't get into any trouble. And you know,
they're also evolved for the lessons and the experiences that they chose to learn in this lifetime. And it doesn't mean it's your lessons. You know, I think we have to get away from that. You know, we don't need to clone everybody to be spiritually the same.
I would say that I truly know a whole bunch of people, a ton of people who I feel are very spiritually evolved, and yet they don't talk about it and they just live it. And they wouldn't even say they were spiritual to you if you asked them. They just have philosophies that are so based in unconditional love and sharing and caring for other people that, you know, as far as I'm concerned, they're spiritual, even if they don't want to take a label on. And that's all it is. It's a label. And the reality is we're spirits on a human journey. We're here to gather information, and we're here to pull it in so that we get greater clarity of the perception of the evolution and the purpose of our spiritual journeys. And everybody's is different, yet they all roads lead back to the same source, the same destination. It's interesting because destination and destiny are in many ways the same thing, and we're not here to notch our bedpost, so to speak, on, oh, I'm a Reiki master, or I'm an ordained minister, or I'm a justice of the peace, or I have this, or I have that. That's not the point of this lifetime. This lifetime is to be able to be more expressive of the spiritual energy and the wisdoms that you carry within. And there's no gauge to say how well you've done or how not well you've done. You came down, you charted this lifetime, you asked for the lessons, and when you pass over to the other side, you'll evaluate it all, and you'll come back again with other things that you're going to be focusing on. But the reality here is that that this is a school without tests. This is a school where we just gather information. We aren't pushed to the wall and asked to write an essay. Our lives are the essays. The way we treat other people are what determines whether or not we have true understanding of the purpose of the spiritual journey.
Perfect. You said it perfectly, because that's exactly it. And we don't need anybody to tell us that we're doing it right or wrong. It goes back to your heart. You know, that's the easiest thing I say to anybody. If you feel it in your heart's right, then it's the right thing. But if you're kind of like milling it around in your head with confusion, mm-hmm. it's you that's confused about it, because you're not in your heart. You're in your head.
Well, you know, there is no wrong way, because whatever you do is what you needed to do to gather what you needed to gather.
Absolutely. And also, you know, people don't come forward for their life's journey to be that person and then have everybody say that you're not supposed to be that person, because they knew their path. You know, mm-hmm. I look at, like, even this incident that's just happened in the world with the Pope being elected. And I look at it, too, that there's a lot of joy that comes to a lot of people, but at the same time, he's just a man in a costume that came forth to that path.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also decided to have the experience of walking the poor man and having, you know, being the apartment and taking the public transport and living with the public, that I think he's going to be a bridge more than, you know, distancing himself. That, you know, it's not that we need the Catholic Church at all to be spiritual people. And, you know, it was built, those foundations will never be built again. They're actually sort of weaning themselves out if not being built bigger. Because we don't have the desire to run around the world and claim other people's property the way that we used to, and claim, you know, spiritual rights from people and dominate people through fear.
Mm-hmm.
I think that part of the evolution of man is sort of disappearing, because there's nowhere else to claim. You know?
Well, I would tend to agree with you on that, because I really think that And again, I don't have any pro or con on any organized religion. It's just that the spiritual for me is a journey of enlightenment, sharing and caring and loving. And I don't need to have someone standing in a pulpit telling me what to do, because I know what to do. And doesn't say I always do it, but I know what I'm supposed to be doing. And it's, I think, in a way, the Catholic Church, when first organized, was to help people who couldn't read, was to guide people who were illiterate and had no understanding of the teachings of the Bible. And they made it very hard for anybody to read the Bible. I mean, when King James had it written in Old English, that knocked everybody but the nobility out, and the common people couldn't read it. And sometimes it was against the law to read. Jesus, you know, truly in all of his teachings had only two things. One was to love thy God as you love yourself, and the other was to don't do anything to anyone else you wouldn't want done unto you. Those were the only two things he said. He said you can let go of everything else, do those two things, and your pathway is clear. And
those are perfect. Those are the perfect two statements. Because you have to treat other people how you want to be treated, you know. And
well, the golden rule is literally at the foundation of every organized religion out there. Every one of them has an interpretation of the golden rule, and some of them are beautiful, and some of them are very, you know, in the Jewish religion, it's very it's very cut and dried. It's don't do something to someone else if you don't want it done to you. All the rest is just, you know, frills. And so that the golden rule is just something that really has been at the foundation of our creation. So,
Barbara, the other thing is, too, is that I look at it as we all know, I think, in our hearts and our souls that we come from a place from beyond as our own energy or consciousness or soul or whatever label you want to give it. And people gravitate towards religion, and spiritual teachers gravitate to being spiritual teachers or priests want to be priests or whatever, because we all know there's something bigger than the picture.
Uh-huh.
And we're all trying to seek what that is. And sometimes we get involved in groups that could lead us this way or lead us that way, which could be right or wrong, or you need that experience to be led away from it or led towards it. It's sort of like there is no right or wrong. I think it's just that people gravitate towards the, you know, the word God in anything, or Buddha or Krishna or Muhammad or whatever it is, because we all seek something because we know it's bigger than us, you know, and I think that's our soul.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that, and I think that love is the thing that is the most precious thing that we have to give and to share, and you know, it's not just something that you do to a partner or a mate or a lover. It's something that the aspect of love is something, you know, that we're meant to reach out and touch everyone we touch with. And so many people are very restrained, and they don't want to share love, and they don't want to open themselves up to the potential of other people. And, you know, love is really at the basis of everything. And if you look at how people are functioning today, it's, you know, to me, going to church once a week, that's a fine thing to do. It's a good thing to do. But if you're not living these concepts seven days a week, 24/7, then only on that one day a week you're putting on a show for somebody, and I don't think it's God. So, you know, if you can't live these beliefs, if you can't incorporate them into your everyday life, if you can't bring kindness and joy and love and celebration into the moment, then you have some work to do. It isn't that you're wrong or not evolved or anything like that. It's just that you're not at that place yet, and you will be. You know, we all get there eventually. And that's the important thing about life, I believe. Is it your birthday today?
Yes. And I wanted to see any message or insight or journey or...
Absolutely. Absolutely. It feels like this next year for you is going to be a year of creating new foundations for new directions. You're going to be taking new foundations, and you're going to be moving in new directions. And it feels like you've been working very hard at making some changes, and it feels like they're beginning to evolve and actually manifest within your life. As you get into April, the element of work is here. It looks like you're working very hard at shifting things around in your life, opening yourself up to new challenges and new directions. And it looks very exciting, to tell you the truth. By the time you get to May, here's where you need to take care of yourself. You need to really make sure that you're balancing your life, because balance is very important for you. And it feels as though as you get into the May time frame, you're learning how to give and take with equal joy and equal dignity and equal grace. You're a very good giver, but sometimes it's uncomfortable for you to receive, but it does feel that that's something you're working on this lifetime. You're enveloped in universal love as you get into June, and it's almost as though you can feel the heartbeat of time. You can feel spiritual energy around you. You can feel spirits around you. And there's a wonderful warmth, a loving compassion that you know, really nurtures your spirit tremendously. There's a lot of taking stock as you get into July. It's almost as though you're taking stock of everything around you and trying to make sure that you're hitting all you're covering all your bases, you're doing everything that you're supposed to be doing for yourself, for other people, that you're right where you want to be as far as life goes, and you're moving in new directions. And again, work comes in here. So you're really focused on work a lot of this year. It feels as though you're really working to make incredible changes. September is absolutely crazy. There's a phenomenal amount of energy here. You're doing a lot of different things. You have lots of different pokers in the fire. And it does feel as though you're trying to get your message out there in as many different ways as you can. And it does feel that you're finding a lovely new variety of ways to impact humanity with your philosophies, with your stories, with your, I see music here too. As you get into October, here's where you have choices, and it looks like there are quite a few of them. It feels as though there are a lot of new choices coming into your life, and it looks as though, in many ways, the universe is saying, you know, just take it where you feel best, and don't look at the common normal. Don't let your eyes focus at the normalities. Let your life focus on the joy and find the joy, and follow the joy, because following the joy is really important to you. You've learned that every lesson has a joyful seed in the middle of it, and once you grasp that seed and embrace it, then the wisdom from that seed grows within you, and the lesson absolutely dissipates, and you can move on to other things. There's a new energy, a feeling of restlessness here as you get into the December timeframe, as though you want to have things move a lot faster for you than they have. That's something that all of us always wish. It's a matter of you know, I want it now, immediate gratification. I'm done now learning. Now take me to the next step. Universe is laughing at you here, by the way. And so that as you move into January, it feels as though there's now a duality of different directions you're going. There's a kinder, gentler flow of life, a different rhythm to your life as you get into 2014. New people are being drawn to you, people that you don't know right now, but who will in many ways help you to see and become aware of aspects of your own creation that are pretty profound. New people coming in, it feels as though, and there's a sense of expanding your mind and learning new things and digging into areas that you haven't dug into before. So you're taking on, you're assigning yourself new adventures, and it does feel as though this is a very exciting time. I see you laughing and being very joyful for the entire year, but working and working very, very hard.
Yes. I have a new project that I'm working on that's about China right now. It's a new novel. I mean, a new story. It's kind of interesting. And I sort of tapped into that the other day. So I'm looking forward to putting that down more. But, everything feels really good. Actually, I had a lovely time. I recently just went to New Zealand and saw my daughter, and that was lovely. She's in a wonderful space and place. And so that's always wonderful as a parent when you know the child's left the nest and, you know,
absolutely
in the right place and doing the right thing and having fun, you know. So that's a great freedom for me now.
Well, what you've got going on here, too, is you're channeling from past lifetimes, and you're drawing wisdom and energy from past lifetimes. And try not to think a lot about what you're writing, but just let it flow from you, because it feels like you've got a lot of past life wisdoms that you're going to weave into whatever you write. And it feels here as though you definitely have past lifetimes where you've lived in the Forbidden City. So I would be very comfortable with just letting it flow, because you have that information stored inside of you, and it could easily add a great richness to whatever it is you create.
Yes, that's what was coming forward the other day. It was wonderful because I was feeling that, you know, it's almost something I wrote was almost a parallel to an old fable. And I didn't realize until I actually did some research that I went, wow, that's what I was writing. So, Barbara, I will let you go because we've had a lot of time here together, and I know there's other people that love your wisdom and are looking forward to readings and things. And maybe we can talk again on your new show. I love the idea of that.
Oh, we're looking so forward to putting Matrix back on the air. It's, you know, we have some wonderful people lined up. Lynn Buss, who wrote The Heart of Numerology, he's a phenomenal numerology person and has so much information to share. It's just unbelievable. Several authors who have written amazing books, and we're going to run the gamut. We're going to go from UFOs to megalithic stuff to sound healing and ghost busting. So,
yeah. Well, you have to tell all your authors to come over and join us. And I created a page called Enlightened Authors, Helping Authors, and we all share ways of getting our material out and anything that comes up that's a great avenue for people to explore. It's just, it's about authors promoting their authors and the work that they do, you know, with how they've got their own material out, more than promoting books. So.
Are you in the chat room?
Yeah, I'm under Angel in Disguise.
Okay, put the link to the website there for us, if you would.
I will, because it's it's just really helpful if people want to learn about how to promote and how to publish and things like that. So it's just another avenue to help people.
Well,
not
only that, but I'll stick it on my website too, so that you know people can get you from there.
Oh, fantastic! Thank you, and thank you, Barbara. That was wonderful.
Well, my pleasure. Thank you so much for calling in.
I will. And just mute me here. And I'm listening on Skype, so it's
okay.
Easier. Thank you.
Okay. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
It's so cool, the unusual and the amazing people that call in. I'm always in awe of the right people are there at the right time, and it's just, it amazes me how no matter what I have planned for a show, it sounds the right people are there, and the show has a life of its own. So actually I schedule guests, I don't really try to plan it. I let the show take on a life of its own, and it is amazing because it certainly does do that, and it's always fascinating and it's terribly enlightening, and it's so cool. It is just the coolest way to spend an afternoon. Okay, we've got Shanna here, I hope. Hi, Shanna, are you here? Hello, Shanna. Oops. Hi,
hello?
Shanna, you're there? Yeah.
I am. Hello?
Hi there. I got you.
Okay, great. Hi, Barbara. I'm calling because I'm in my mid-30s, and I'm going on a trip tomorrow to Oklahoma, to Broken Bow, Oklahoma, and I'm visiting my estranged father's grave.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just wondering if you have any, like, advice as far as, like, I've never met my father, but I feel like I've always felt like there's something there that I need to make peace with, and I'm just wondering if there are any messages or any ideas that you might have about, like, also... I'm really, like, you know, very sensitive person, and I feel, like, very sensitive to energies and things like that. And, you know, I also want to feel like I'm protecting myself in some fashion before I go and kind of facing this history that, you know, that I'm a part of but never was a part of at the same time. And just wondering if you
Are you going to be meeting any family members that you've not met before, or are you just going to a gravesite?
I'm going to meet my cousin there, and I'm going to find out like where my father and my mother had lived, and then I'm going to a graveyard where my family, my father's family was had all been buried. Like my grandmother's there, and. My other uncles and aunts and stuff like that. So
okay. Well, you know he's not there, right?
Right.
Okay. Because stop and think about it. Nobody wants to hang out in the graveyard. But I understand that, and it's, you know, it's a good thing to do. I think that in many ways it may give you some sort of peace of mind and closure. But he definitely isn't there. He's been around you though. Is there Native American heritage here at all?
There's speculative heritage. I mean, there's no one has like a roll call. I've been told stories about my grandfather, and I don't really know if they're true or not. But I do feel like my father has been around me, and I guess that's part of the reason why I'm saying I felt like I maybe wanted some sort of protection, because I feel like when I was 27, I did, you know, the internet ancestry, like, look up, and that's how I actually got in touch with his family for the first time. And I had been going through a series of, like, haunting dreams, and, like, you know, 4 years prior to that, like, I was having a lot of these nightmares, and this ghost was, like, visiting in my dreams and sort of felt like something was attaching itself to me. And then when I finally talked to my cousin and a family member, they had said that my father had passed away approximately, like, you know, 4 or 5 years before I talked to them. And so
yeah.
I sort of felt like he was there, and he was, like, kind of ahead of – and I kind of feel like in some ways – like, that I'm going to kind of, like, ask him to, you know, detach himself from me in some way and kind of, like, put his spirit to rest so that I can move on with my life.
Okay, well, number of things here. First of all, he's not attached to you. I think you have an emotional link to him, but his spirit is not attached to you. I think that a lot of your questions, a lot of your emotional wondering are what's going on here, because spiritually speaking, his spirit is on the other side. It's, you know, he has not been, quote unquote, haunting you. I mean, I can't tell you the number of people that I talk to who have passed over that the very first thing, you know, it was mostly men too. That's interesting. They wanted to, you know, get the chains and rattle them and scare people, and, you know, they just can't do that. It's not allowed. And one man especially, he was so distraught because he wanted his words, scare the crap out of his sister. And you know, they kind of just looked at him and shook their heads and, you know, said, you know, you can go see her when you can go see her because you love her, not because you want to scare her pants off. Your dad is not haunting you. He has stopped in. He has watched you grow. He is in awe of you. And how well you've done with your life. There is sadness here that he was not in any way really a part of your life, and regret. You know, he didn't feel that in life, but he did feel it after he passed over, and he was able to sort of see the whole picture a lot better. He's going through a whole process of learning the meaning of family and the meaning of love. And, you know, this is somebody who, I guess, for want of a better way of saying it, was broken emotionally. So he had a terrible time understanding family and emotion and responsibility within the family. He did love you. He loved your mom too, but, you know, something went terribly wrong here, and he lost it all. But if anything, there's sadness. There's sadness here because he was not able to be a part of your life, that he was not able to, and you know, partly his fault, partly other people's fault, but that doesn't matter. The reality is he wasn't. I feel a sadness here and great love for you. So, I'm not sure I would go to the grave and say, you know, get away from me.
No, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's more of like a symbolic, you know, like kind of like, you know, and putting out intention of just, you know.
I think that if you go to the gravesite, if you, you know, tell him goodbye, that will release whatever the emotional connection is. You know, tell him, you know, you wish him well. Tell him that you love an aspect of him that helped you to become born, and that you hope that he heals and finds what he's looking for. That will release the emotional link that is there. There is no spirit connected to you. You got lots of spirits around you. You got lots of people around you, but nobody is weighing you down, is here to scare you, is here to upset you. They basically are, you know, fascinated by all the work you're doing on understanding family and making the connections with family that you've been out of contact with for a very long time. And everybody, you know, everybody likes to make that connection with their past. Everybody likes to find out who's hanging on the family tree. Lord knows, I lost almost 2 years of my life doing ancestry work because I just couldn't get enough of it. And it was always so overwhelming to see, you know, who was out there and how we were connected. It was really kind of cool. And I think that's what you're following here, and I absolutely think this is a great idea for you to go and visit the gravesite, but there's nobody there. They, you know, actually I think graveyards are the best place in the world to have picnics because they're so empty and quiet.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be a really, like, wonderful trip, and I see it as, like, you know, and I understand, like, you know, it's more about an emotional connection and, like, and maybe somehow, like, going and kind of giving closure to myself, like, you know, by kind of, you know, me having closure will free up space, emotional space and spiritual space for me, more freedom to, like, kind of move forward myself. And maybe, you know, maybe I'm projecting some, you know, and because, you know, there's just, like, this mystery there, like, having never known, like, you know, and him and never, and only hearing stories, and they're not great stories, you know, and, you know, but wanting some, like a positive experience, you know. And
yeah, he's saying he screwed up a lot. And you know, from what I feel from him is, yeah, he did. This was not one of those lifetimes that, you know, one would look back on and say, oh, that was a great one. You know, let's do another one of those. He was gathering stuff that was difficult and that was painful. And he caused pain to other people, too. And, you know, that gives him great sadness now as he's reflecting back on it. So do understand that this is a man that now that he's on the other side, now that he has the ability to see just what he did and how he did it and the people that he impacted and in many ways hurt, there's great sadness. There, you know, he really, he feels badly that he wasn't able to share love the way that he, you know, now would have liked to. So, he checks in on you. He's not intrusive. He just checks in on you and to make sure that you're okay. And he's in awe, his words, of the amazing growth that you have gone through and how you have managed to have such a rich, loving spirit in spite of him. So it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good. And you know, meeting with your cousins and everything. Now, if you want to protect what do you want to protect yourself from?
I think I'm just more stories about him that maybe.
Well, you know, you got to understand here that everything that we do in our life adds something to the character of the spirit that is carried within. Quite often, the personality makes it really difficult for the spirit to do its work. And in your father's case, that was the case here. But in spite of that, you know, he gathered what he needed to have and he moved on. But, you know, he's shaking his head and he's saying, you're going to hear some doozies. And you know, do understand that 50% of what you hear is, you know, holds some truth, and 50% is just, you know, what time has done to the truth. And you know, when you play that game when you whisper something to somebody and you get all the way around a circle and stuff, the message is totally garbled. That you're going to get mostly totally garbled stuff. You're going to get some stories that are indeed just stories that maybe have a bit of truth in them, but not as much as people think there is. So go to be entertained, because you certainly will be entertained. Do understand that your father has provided the family with a black sheep that had tons of stories connected to him, and not all of them are really his stories. So, he's saying there's no way he can defend himself.
Yeah.
And there really isn't.
Do you have any, because I also, I don't want to feel like it's what he's done is a reflection on me, and it's like it's sort of, always been the case, but, I just try not to talk about this situation or him, because there's just this, I'm afraid of that, reflection. I'm just wondering if you have any advice for me in how I can develop spiritually as a person, to kind of overcome some of that and to move forward, because I have done a lot in my life to change my life and overcome like a lot of barriers, not just from him, and we all have, but I feel like I've been a pioneer of sorts for my family. And
the only thing that you can reflect back on him is that he did give you life. Now, what you've done with that life is totally your own creation. It has nothing to do with him. He had very little impact. And, he may have made some situations a little more difficult because he wasn't around. It might have been even more difficult had he been. But, you have to understand that my parents were divorced. They were divorced in the 60s when it was like leprosy. And, people shunned us. And my father's sister was very, very rich, and we were not. And when I had my first child, my only child, I took him over to show, to have my aunt meet him. And my aunt made us wait out at the curb while she had her lunch, and then she came out and she looked at me and she said, "You know what? You're just a rotten chip off a rotten block." And I looked at her and I said, "Yeah, but you were his sister, so what does that make you?" And I drove off. And I had a very good cry, and then I realized that no, I wasn't. That's just ridiculous. This is my life. This is what I make of it. And my father has nothing to do with what I'm doing with my life or with my children or my child. And at that point, I realized that, yes, he gifted me with life. And for that, I'm very grateful. But he didn't teach me anything, and he did provide me with opportunities to actually learn how to deal with diversity with a sense of humor, which was great. Of course, it also meant we had rice-a-roni every night for dinner for a month, or no, for a year, which frankly, I can't stand that jingle anymore. My sister and I both blanch when we hear it. But the reality is that the only thing he really did for you was give you life. After that, it's your responsibility. And what people think of you has nothing to do with your father. It has to do with what you have created in your aura. And he's just so proud of you that you've done as well as you've done and are going to continue to. So don't for, don't for a moment think that my father was a wheeler dealer. My father married, three women four times. My father cheated people. My father did whole bunches of crappy things, so he must have really been here to pay for something. But nobody has ever, looked down their nose at me, except his sister, has looked down their nose at me because of something my father did at all. Now, would he even approve of what I'm doing? Oh, he would be shocked as hell. It's not his thing. But this is my life, and I will do with my life what I feel is appropriate, not what other people might think that my life should be. It's your life. You sculpt it any way you want to, and be proud of everything you do because it's all you.
Yeah.
And your mother and your father gave you life. That was their gift. But beyond that, this is yours. This is you. And people will not look down their nose at you.
Was there anything that you can see in, I know that the last caller, you kind of gave her some insights as far as, like, the future. Is there anything that once I get through this weekend of kind of going and facing through, I don't know, I feel like it's meeting him in some way, but is there anything you see for my future, like, once I get through this? And
yeah, and you know, as far as this weekend goes, you know, understand that these are his relatives, so they all have part of his genes in them. So they all are probably similar to him. So if anybody is really trashing him terribly, understand that it's coming from somebody who has the same genes. So, you know, their perspective may not be as clear as somebody else's. So so do understand it, and please laugh about all of it. Just laugh that, you know, first of all, that you aren't touched by it, and that this was, you know, one hell of a way for him to gather what he needed this lifetime, but he chose to do it that way. And let it roll off your back, because, you know, what he did is no reflection on you. It's like you're just meeting a stranger, and you're hearing stories about a stranger, and that's indeed what it is. Now, as far as your life goes, you got cool stuff here. You've got new beginnings. You've got fresh starts. You've got abundance on all levels coming in here over the next year, way above and beyond your anticipation. You've got Phoenix Rising energy here, which is reborn out of the ashes of the old, which means that there is a part of you that is going to absolutely rebirth itself, that there is a new you stepping out here, and a lot of the insecurities I see drifting off and you letting go of them. And there's the element of committing yourself to new directions and new beginnings, and the element of commitment in and of itself is here. So it feels if there is a relationship, it may get more intense, and if there's not one, you sure have one coming. You're evolving into understanding of a greater sense of your own spiritual journey and purpose in life, and understand that we are individual spirits traveling through this lifetime, that we are we're on a journey to gather information and to make impact upon our reality in very subtle ways sometimes, but impact nonetheless, so that you know, your journey is your thing. It's nobody else's, and nobody else should ever try to tell you where to go or how to go or what to do or how to do it. So, I mean, you can ask directions at a gas station if you get lost. That's totally appropriate. But
yeah.
Other than that, not so. Not, you know, you're highly intelligent, though you doubt it and don't use it all. You have a mind that is, you know, really thirsting for knowledge and wisdom, and that doesn't mean school. That means life experience and adding to your tool belt, so to speak, of techniques and abilities to learn things and grow. As you come into the summertime, there's balance and justice here. I almost want to say legal stuff is taken care of, but I'm not sure it's legal. I think it's more of a bringing balance into your own life and understanding that. You know, you get what you put out there, and so many times, if we're holding back, then the universe holds back from us as well, and that can really suck. But when that happens, it's not that you're not getting what you deserve. You're getting a direct reflection of what you have sent out.
Right.
So, and that is always mind-boggling to me. I mean, there have been moments in time when I have felt terribly cheated, and then I've looked around at my life and realized that I haven't actually been, you know, pouring my love and compassion and empathy out into the universe. I've been rather selfish in wanting somebody to take care of me or change my life, and you know, they did not knock on the door. But the reality is, you know, it, so long as you are giving to other people, then it does come back to you. It absolutely does. And you do it without reservation, without strings. You do it unconditionally, and you have fun doing it. And that's why I so love this show. I just adore to be able to talk to people and know that, you know, I don't know them, they don't know me, but I can share wisdom with them, I can give it away, and the only thing it does is come back and totally enrich my life. I have a gorgeous garden that blooms in spite of anything. That has to be Mother Nature saying, okay, every now and then you've done well, so let's give you flowers. Everything is a gift, and it's amazing, and you know, you have this wonderful, wonderful thing here, and the balance and justice is coming into your life. You are drawing to yourself in by September. You're going to have a lot more pieces of your puzzle. It's going to be pulling everything together. It's going to be, are you going to know the total picture? Absolutely not, because then there would be no purpose to this lifetime. But you'll have ideas. You'll have, you know, clues, which is really profoundly exciting. October, November, here's where a lot of the intellectual stuff is going on.
Yeah, and I'll be writing my thesis for grad school right then.
Yeah, well, it really feels like you're going to be stretching here. What are you getting your degree in? Is it a master's?
It is a master's. It's in, like, imaging and digital arts. It's and so, you know, before I started this program, I was more of like a Luddite. I didn't really like computers or, you know, and I really liked more tactile, like hands-on ways of creating. But I found this program was here close to me, and I had a lot of opportunities because I got a stipend and health insurance, and I'm getting like experience teaching and, you know, and doing like video editing, and, you know, so I've learned, like, I've been like making these leaps and bounds, like, you know, learning, and, but, you know, I've been struggling being in the program because I'm not, you know, the computer whiz, you know, but I've, so writing my thesis and all that is going to be, you know, a challenge in some ways, I'm sure, for everybody who has to go through it.
Well, in spite of everything you've said, I'm seeing you doing things for YouTube. And this is by October, November. You know, you don't need to be doing it right now, but I'm seeing you doing things for YouTube and putting things up on YouTube, which look pretty fantastic, to tell you the truth.
You're gonna
learn to play with this. You've learned technique. Now you're gonna learn to play, and that's where the fun starts. Your thesis is not going to be fun. There's nothing fun about writing a thesis, because you're doing it to get a piece of paper.
Right.
You know, I did one, and it was definitely not fun. But
yeah, I liked what you and the previous caller were saying about how, like, you know, most of the wisdom that you've, you know, gained is through life experience and not, you know, necessarily through, you know, getting a degree or, you know, like a PhD, you can't tie shoes and stuff.
I have two master's degrees, and they're worth absolute crap. Sorry. I mean, when I taught school, they qualified me for another, you know, a pay step, but other than that, they're crap. So what you've got going on here is, you know, you're learning techniques that you will now take, and you will stretch into other aspects of life. So that I think what's going on here is very exciting. Once you get this degree out of the way, then you can start playing with this and really seeing what you can do and being creative with it and excited about it. Spirit energy around you in the December time frame. And this does feel like it's family members that have passed over that just are checking back in. And I think your dad is right in there. I mean, you know, when we go to the other side, there's absolute forgiveness. There's you know, we truly leave all the bad stuff here, and our spirit moves on to another dimension. And in many ways, he's been accepted by other members of the family that possibly weren't happy with him and shunned him. Actually, there was somebody that passed over, and I'm not sure who, but her first comment when she saw him was, I could have sworn you would go to hell. And he just shook his head. He said, "Yeah, I thought so too, but here I am." So it's sort of like, okay. Lots of spirits here around you in December, and as you come into the January time frame, there's a lot of creative stuff here. There's a lot of communication stuff here. I think you're going to find new directions for you to take your everything in. And as you expand and you get involved in more creative projects, just for the fun of it, I might add, you're going to find that the energy that emanates from you, you've got the law of attraction here, and it does suggest that by the time you hit February, if you have a vision board, and I really think it's important that you have one, almost anything you put on it will be manifest by February. So I would create a vision board and understand that, you know, the sky is the limit. I've done them a number of times. Everything on them has always come true, with the exception of I don't have $20 million in the bank, and that's the last time I will put a $20 bill anywhere and put zeros on it and then you know, literally put decoupage glue on it so you can't get it back. If you have to do that, do it with a $1 bill. It's not quite so devastating when you see these $20 bills that you can't get at.
Right.
Especially when you could use the $20 bill.
So a vision board is like a collage where you put what your intentions and aspirations on.
Yes, what you'd like to draw into your life and what you'd like to keep there, and make sure that when you do a vision board that on it is good health, abundance. Make sure good health and abundance are there, because if you don't ask for good health and they give you everything else on it, but your health isn't good, it's not worth a damn.
Right.
So you want good health, and you want abundance, and you want security, and you want peace of mind. You want a career that just explodes in lots of different directions and gives you the opportunity to discover new aspects of yourself you hadn't even known you had. Google vision board. They'll give you directions for it all over the place, and do what feels right and good for you.
Okay. Great.
And you put it where you're going to see it all the time. Mine usually sits by my computer. Another friend has it on her refrigerator door, and another friend, who I do believe is crazy, has it hung opposite the toilet in her bathroom, because that's where she's most peaceful.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll put mine there, but I'm sure I can think of somewhere good to put mine.
Yeah,
so.
And the thing is, it subliminally reminds you of what you want to draw into your life, so that your subconscious works on the manifestation of it, and the universe can see it and say, oh, that's what she wants. All right, we'll get to work, because you've made a contract with this reality by creating it. So
awesome.
It is awesome, and they do work. And I absolutely tell people to do vision boards all the time, and I would say maybe 2% of the people I tell to do them, and I have to tell you that those that do come back, and they're absolutely amazed at how amazingly wonderful they are. And they are. They're fantastic. So get to work.
Okay. That sounds great. Thank you so much, Barbara.
Oh, you're so very welcome. Take care now.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. As every show is, this is such a cool show. This is good questions, fun people. Oh, here's a name I remember. Hi, Carlos. How you doing?
Hi, Barbara. I'm doing really well. How are you?
I am fantastic. Thank you. How can I help today?
Well, I think I would just love a general question, or a general reading, I mean.
Oh, okay.
To what's coming up. I think there's just like a bunch of just really odd things coming up in my life, so I'm a little...
I don't know. Odd is very good. I like odd. normal is no fun. I mean, then you know what to expect. Weird and odd are the coolest things, because weird and odd mean that you know, the universe, we've outgrown something that the universe has noticed that we haven't, so the universe is helping us to change and notice it. And odd is always, you know, there's no such thing as coincidence. And I just love those things that people term coincidences, because it just means, you know, something is that is beyond my expectation has happened, and the universe is going to move me into another place which is better for me. And, you know, so long as it's not, you know, the poorhouse, I'm fine.
Right.
Okay, you've got here the spotlight falling on you for the entire year. It feels as though there is that aspect of the universe, you know, people paying attention, seeing, you know, what you've done and what you're doing, and appreciating the effort that you're putting into not only making changes but manifesting new directions in your life. It feels as though it's a very exciting time for you. And I am really amazed at the energy that you seem to be sending out. It feels as though you've definitely refocused your energy. There's a it's almost like you've been through an awakening of some sort. You've been through an opening, I guess, better way to put it. And so that there is greater understanding of you know, what you need to do within life. And it feels like you're flowing very nicely along some new directions here. There's a new balance here, and I really feel that there are open. Are you going back to school again?
Yeah, I actually did go back to school, and I am trying out a lot of different things. Like, I'm going back into music, so I'm singing now, and I'm doing radio broadcasting, writing, and producing, and a bunch of writing projects. So. That's what I've been doing.
Sounds like it's all good, and it does sound like you are drawing the attention of people. So that you know, just keep celebrating all of the wonderful creative gifts that you have inside of you, and sooner or later, a door is going to open that you didn't even know was there, and you're going to step through it and be amazed. I do feel that as you move into April, there is a sense here of you assembling a lot of new understanding of some of the directions, some of the things you've been working on internally. I do think that, you know, I have to give you credit. You've done a lot of internal work. You've done a lot of work on yourself and working on how you deal with relationships and how you deal with the people around you and you know, within your own little personal sphere of your family, your extended family. And I do feel that you are really trusting yourself more with the choices that you're making and trusting yourself more with the people you're drawing into your life, because it feels like there are massive changes here. Spirits around you as you get into the May time frame, it's almost as though there is a reunion of some sort going on. I'm not sure it's a formal one, but the element of reunion is here nonetheless. And you seem to be drawing people back to you that you haven't seen in a very long time. Now, you're really quite young, so, you know, we have to go back to grade school to say, you know, a very long time, but you're reconnecting with people from your past, and it's people that you've just lost track of, and it's not people you don't want to see. It's a reunion, and it's really kind of cool. You're comparing notes with people and gossiping a lot about other people. So it feels like it's a cool time for you, and it feels like it's the entire month. So that you're basically reacquainting yourself with your past, so that you can, you know, kind of reconnect with those people that are on the same type of track as you are, and just say hi to people that once were very, very close to you that are no more and that still aren't.
Right.
But just, you know, saying hi, it's a good thing to remind yourself of where you come from, because it gives you a firmer foundation to move into the new venues that you're going to be moving into. As you get into the June time frame, there's a great continuity of energy here. It feels as though everything is full steam ahead. A lot of things are changing and opening up, but there's a definite an amazing energy flow that's coming in here. And as you hit July, here's where it gets really interesting. You're birthing new aspects of yourself. You're trusting yourself to share, to give, to open to some new talents and gifts that you have inside, and new aspects of yourself are being manifest within reality. You do a lot of stuff inside of your head, and here's in is the July time frame where I see a lot of those concepts and a lot of those aspects that you've been working on actually beginning to manifest within your reality. You're bringing them out of the closet. You're allowing other people to see some of the gifts and talents and hear a lot of the thoughts and perceptions that you have been holding back on because you weren't really sure how they would be perceived or accepted. Are you writing music?
I don't write music as of yet. I can read it very easily, but I haven't been writing it. But I do sing it, and I record it.
Okay, because there's definitely music here, and it's profound. It's a lot of music. So, you know, it feels like it's a lot more than, well, than 5 years ago.
Okay.
And it feels that it's taking on new dimensions within your reality. So. It's a very exciting time for you, and as you get into August, there are new foundations, new directions. It's almost as though you thought you had it figured out exactly the direction that you were going to be going in, and the universe says, I don't think so. It's not the right place for you, but everything you've learned to this point in time certainly does equip you much better to move into the directions that we have in mind. Now, I think that in many ways you think you know where you belong, right? The career that you should,
right.
You should follow.
And I thought I did, and then that just really resonates within me because now I'm kind of like, oh, okay, there's so many other possibilities out there.
Yeah. Have you? And that would be what was it you thought you were supposed to be doing?
Well, I thought I was supposed to be getting into radio broadcasting, but I'm kind of experiencing more of an artistic shift, so I'm not necessarily sure if I want to head into film now, like documentary-wise, or producing something like that, also writing, and so just the list goes on.
Well, you're really fortunate because there's so much opportunity here. I mean, you got YouTube where you can put, you know, an hour or a 2 hour show up on now, and
right.
And which is really phenomenal. And you know, we've got Blog Talk Radio where you can actually, you know, spread your wings and try that out too. And so, I would definitely encourage you to keep in those directions, but allow yourself the flexibility to sort of move in lots of different directions. Certainly with documentaries, you can write, you can narrate, you can produce, you can, you know, even create your own documentaries as far as
right.
That goes. And so a portfolio is no longer a portfolio. It's a flash drive with tons of links to YouTube. Oh, how the world is changing, let me tell you.
Seriously.
No, seriously. I mean, 20, 30 years ago, I designed a deck of cards that were different. And when I was sending stuff out to you know, see if anybody was interested in them, I actually did a video where you know, the cards just sort of cycled through so they could see the cards that way as opposed to just handing them a deck and saying, here it is. And at that time, it was innovative. Now it's crude, you know. But you've got all of this wonderful stuff coming here. And as you get into the September timeframe, here's where magic and miracles expecting the unexpected comes up. And it does feel as though here's where I see the shift. Here's where new directions come in. And it feels like you have your house in order because you have your different aspects, your different tools that you've worked on and honed and done an amazing job with. And as you hit the November timeframe, what you've sent out returns to you greatly, greatly magnified, greatly expanded. And again, that element of sending things out and letting go of them and just seeing what they bring back is really a cool thing, and it feels like that you're so comfortable with knowing that you will draw the right thing to you, that you've been able to really release stuff and let it go and just be patient and wait. And patience, of course, is not one of your strong suits. Patience is something, you know, I strongly urge you to find a couple of habits that you can just, or hobbies that you can get involved in so that you don't just sit there tapping your foot saying to the universe, well, where is it? An immediate gratification person myself, I can totally relate to this, but the reality is you have to keep yourself busy and functioning and creative while the universe, you know, sits back and bides its time and gives it to you when they feel you need it, not when you actually want it.
Okay.
So that you know, being understanding also as you get into the December timeframe, the being truthful with yourself and you're speaking your mind and your heart, your heart and your spirit, not necessarily your mind, because lots of times your mind gets in the way of what your spirit really needs. So, you know, don't think so much, feel, and go with the feeling and be expressive about it. Spirit energy around you again in January. You have a lot of spirits on the other side that seem to be gathering around you and sort of watching carefully and being some of them slightly amused and others very, very pleased. So it's pretty interesting, and spiritual energy absolutely abounds in the February timeframe. Here's where you get greater clarity of vision, thought. I keep hearing wind chimes with a very deep resonance, and you know, not the twinkly ones, but the bongs. They sound deep and they sound resonant, and they feel as though if you wanted to sort of be drawn into a meditative state of some sort, it's those deep ones. And trying to think what the names of the chimes were. Wasn't mystical chimes, but there are some very deep resonant chimes that are out there, and you can listen to them. You know, they let you hear what the chimes sound like on the website. You don't have to actually buy one.
Right.
But the much larger ones, the deeper tonal ones, are the ones that I see really resonating to you and vibrating in your solar plexus. So those are the tones I'd go for if you were looking for a sound to sort of focus you and ground you.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
I'm trying. I know. I there's. You know. I'll remember it at 4 o'clock this morning. You know, it's one of those things that's right on the tip of my tongue, and I don't have a mirror here, so I can see what's on the tip of my tongue. So, you know, Google chimes and look for the ones that are the large ones that have the tonal, the deep, the bass. That's where I see the energy sort of vibrating for you, and the other place you can find it possibly are in tuning forks. I think that kind
tuning
of
fork.
You do?
Yeah, I do. One in the key of C, one in the key of G.
I would use them. I think that they really help you to focus and help you to ground. So other than that, there's not much here.
Perfect. Can I ask one more question?
Sure.
Perfect. And this has to do with relationships. So what do you see relationship-wise for me?
Is there one now?
No, I'm literally completely single for the first time in my life.
Well, I think it's a good thing for you. I think that you're going through such massive changes that if you were in a relationship, you know, one of you would probably go nuts. So I think being single for now is a good thing. After the June timeframe, it does look like someone is coming into your life, but you have to really be focused on your own thing and going in your own direction in order to draw that person into your life.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
All righty.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Keep us posted, okay?
Will do. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. I just love it when people call back in and I get to catch up on their lives. It's really so cool. Okay, we've got Amy in Virginia. Hi, Amy. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How can I help?
Ooh, I was just wanting a general reading. I've just been having some things pop off at different places, so it's been going crazy, but...
It's a crazy time. I think we're all getting so antsy waiting for springtime to spring,
right,
that you know, I literally have bulbs out in my yard that are coming up, but they're coming up through, you know, a foot of snow. So it really is depressing.
I can't wait for it to thaw out myself so I can actually get outside and exercise more, but
well, you're in Virginia, right? So Jeannie is from Virginia, and I talk to her every morning, and every now and then we actually compare temperatures, and sometimes she's just so embarrassed to tell me that it's like 60 degrees there when it's 29 here that I call her a dirty name and want to hang up on her.
Right. Oh, yeah. Like, but it's inconsistent. So we have like 69, and then one day it's 42. You know what
But I was 29 today, so, you know, there's just no comparison.
Yeah.
I would welcome 42.
Yeah, it was like that when I was in Michigan, but, yeah.
Oh, Michigan's a whole other ball of wax.
Oh, I know. So that's what I like. Yeah.
Yep, I lived in Michigan for 5 years.
Oh, so did I have lived up there part of my life.
10 years. I lived in Madison Heights and Troy.
Oh,
right outside of Detroit.
Yeah. Yep. Wow. I lived in Flint, Burton, and Mount Rose, close to around there too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So the winters were and actually they weren't as bad there as when I lived in Minnesota. Minnesota, the house would drift under. So Yeah. But anyhow, ready for spring. Okay, got cards out here for you. And you're at a time and place here where you are going into, you're creating new foundations for yourself. And it's really cool because you really are finally decluttering. You're finally getting to a place where you're recognizing what works, what doesn't work. You're letting go of what doesn't work. You're going through sort of a spring cleaning of the emotions here, among other things. And I think that what I'm seeing here is that it's a very new place for you. Pardon me. I see the universe actually shoving you in directions, because you seem to be reluctant to take steps forward into new things, into new venues, and it's kind of exciting. You are one of those few people. And I can relate to this, that needs to have a 2x4 hit them in the head to remind you that it's time to move on. You've grown beyond, and you know, you're bored as heck, and you're not willing to take that step, so the universe steps in and does it for you. And
right.
When the universe does stuff like that, I have to tell you, it's not as gentle as one would like. And So it seems to me here that in a lot of aspects of your life, there is change, there is growth, and while things don't really fit you anymore, you seem to want to hang on to the known instead of letting go and seeing what comes next. And there's a lot of great stuff coming here. I mean, you're at a place in time, whatever you send out, this is a harvest year for you. This is a year where whatever you have sent out returns to you greatly magnified. There's a new sense of, especially as you get into April, of new ideas, new concepts, new directions of thinking, let me try this or let me try that. I mean, it just feels as though there's a lot of new things that you're getting into, and you're also that element of having lots and lots of pokers in the fire. It's a good thing for you. You need to have a lot of diversity. Otherwise, you get bored and you don't finish anything. So overwhelming is good for you, and it does appear that you're doing just that to yourself. Is there a relationship now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Feels like it's a good one. I would say that you're learning a lot here, and relationships where we learn are good ones. I mean, that's what relationships are for, and if we're not learning, there's no point to them.
Right.
Then we get bored. But this feels as though this is a good relationship for you, and it feels as though you're growing tremendously in it. You're learning how to communicate some, a little better, and it's something that is definitely helping you to get a firmer, to get your feet more firmly planted on the ground. As you come into May, there is this commitment to making changes and alterations, and it does feel as though there's also an element of healing energy here. I would say that May, June, and July look to be unusual months for you. There's a lot of healing energy here. That means you're letting go of a lot of emotionalities that no longer impact you. That it's sort of like you're letting go of garbage from the past. And it's also a time when you get into July of Phoenix rising energy, and that's reborn out of the ashes of the old. It's almost like you're deciding to reinvent yourself here in the summertime, you know, taking a break and really reinventing yourself totally. I mean, and this goes down to not only how you perceive yourself within your reality, but it goes down to how you treat yourself, how you express yourself. It's almost, are you thinking of changing jobs?
They let a lot of people go at the job that I'm at, and I've been there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So then I applied for another job, and I was all gung-ho about that, and they actually hired me on. And then once they had me hired on, then they were saying, well, they had nothing in my area. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, I just don't do jobless well. I do like to stay busy, and I like to be productive, and I like to have an income. So like everybody else in this world, you know, sometimes it's good to have one. But it's just, I don't like it. I don't like not having one. And, like, I'm right back at square one. So, you know, when I got my credentials in the mail and all that was approved and I did all the testing, which was very long and invasive, you know, it was just in the long run, I was ready to get started. And they're like, well, we don't have anything in your area. So,
well, I have to tell you, as you get into, I do feel a new job here for you. And it kind of goes along with this Phoenix rising energy. As you move into a new job, and there are a couple of new jobs here, so that, you know, I'm not seeing you being jobless for long if you are.
Right.
So that's it's a good thing for you, because it means that you can take down barriers and you can reinvent yourself. You can really present yourself as a totally new person to a new job. It's a wonderful thing. You can change your style, you can change your hair, you can change the way that you function within a group. I mean, it's a great, great, great experience for you, and I am seeing you do that. It does feel as though there is a sense here of balance, of bringing a new balance into your life, of and there's almost a sense here of legalities being taken care of. So that I think that you've got a really amazing chance at a new career here that is something that you would not have reached for yourself, but is in many ways thrust upon you because you have no choice. And it's a great thing for you. I mean, the universe has manipulated this, so they must have something spectacular in mind. So I would be excited by it and just see what it puts on your plate, because it's not going to take long. And you know, it's so weird. When I said puts on your plate, I suddenly saw you faced with a whole bunch of dishes you'd never heard of, and you didn't know what they were made of, and somebody said, go ahead and eat. And you just don't know what to eat because you don't recognize anything. And the reality is, take your fork, stick it in something, and pray. And I don't think it's anything that's going to be weird or strange. I just think it's time for you to try some new things instead of you know, the same old, because it doesn't work for you. As you move into September, here's where you actually have things under control, and in many ways you are a control freak. You know, if you're not in control of it, you're really not happy with it, and so the universe has taken you out of that comfort zone and said, you're not in control, just sit back and let us do our job.
Right.
And So, and to be honest with you, I would actually, you know, no matter how strange or weird jobs are, if you're offered, you know, an interview, go, because I would like to see you in weird and strange rather than, you know, traditional and normal, because frankly, you're a weird person and you have never put yourself in that position.
Yeah.
You'll thrive. You'll absolutely thrive. October has you setting things in motion. It feels like also that you are more of a project oriented person rather than, you know, doing the same thing every day.
Yeah.
So you are a problem solver, and I think you're a good one. There's travel here as you get into November. It feels as though there's a sense of letting go and allowing and traveling. There's traveling here. It feels like it's for work and it's for enjoyment. And it feels as though you're really getting to put some frequent flyer miles on your credit card someplace, because there is that aspect of you know, really putting some miles under your belt. Feels like it's mostly in this country, but it feels like at some point in time you may well be stretching yourself outside of this country, so it looks exciting and it looks profound.
Oh, wow.
Good continuity of energy here, and as you get into the top of the year and the beginning of next year, wow, everything is really, you know, it's so in place and it's so comfortable. I worry that you know, maybe the universe is going to want to shift you around again, but it does feel as though all the good stuff will stay and it'll just be new stuff they add onto your plate. It's a remarkably wonderful time. Congratulations for being jobless. We should all be that lucky. Okay?
All righty. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Take care now.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye. Okay. And we've got Cindy in Maine. Hi, Cindy. Are you there?
Hi.
Hi.
I just heard you calling me.
I did. It's me. I think sometimes some people out there, you know, take their home phone, take their cell phone, and take a second phone, and they sit in queues all over the place, and whichever one calls them the first is what they go to.
Well, I've got to tell you what I'm doing. I'm all strange things have been happening to me, and I haven't spoken to you in a while. I had a nice reading from you maybe a year or so ago, and all of a sudden I got this thought in my mind that I should be moving, so I thought, okay. So I stay in Portland in the wintertime, and, you know, in a larger city, and I thought, okay, I'll go look for, you know, an apartment. I'll put my house in the market and look for an apartment. So the apartment hunting turned into a condo buying. And I'm thinking,
oh.
You haven't sold your house yet. But it just felt right, you know. I just kept getting pushed, and I kept thinking, oh, my gosh, what are you doing? So I'm now in the middle of, like, packing things up. It's just I'm moving. You know, I'm going to sell my house, like, instantly, and I'm going to move.
Cool. Now, has your house sold?
I haven't even put it on the market yet. I'm still cleaning it.
Oh, geez. I wouldn't even worry about that.
Well, I mean, I'm packing my stuff, and I'm leaving all of the furniture. I mean, I have beautiful primitive furniture in my house, and I'm thinking, I just don't want any of this stuff.
No, it doesn't fit you anymore.
No, it doesn't. I a very strange shift happened, and I thought, I just don't want any of this stuff.
Mhm. So leave it. Let somebody else take care of it.
So I'm leaving it with the house, and I'm just, you know, I've got a lot of work to do. You know, I've never had to pack in a month, you know, clean the house out, pack, get out.
Well, what you got going on here, too, is a lot of karma coming due here. It feels as though, you know, there's been a whole shift to your life, and you know, one chapter is over and another chapter is beginning, and I don't see much carryover between the two chapters, to tell you the truth. It just
well,
feels
one's
like,
ending, and that's it.
Yeah, I mean, it's the characters from one don't go to the other, actually. Your best friends certainly do stick with you, but other than that, it does feel like there's a whole new life here, and while you know, you're not moving that far, it does feel as though there is a lot of shifting around here. The universe is putting you in a place where there is greater exposure to different philosophies and dimensions. It feels as though Wow, you're trusting the universe, which is so absolutely friggin' amazing. And you know, I think that they're getting off on the fact that you're, you know, saying, okay, sure, let's go. And you know, usually it's dragging and kicking your feet, but no, you're just having a good time here. And you know, that's what we're meant to do. And what's amazing here is that you know, life is supposed to be exciting and an adventure and an enlightening experience. And you seem to be flowing with all of it. And even when it's a little bit scary and stuff, you know, you seem to be having a very good time with it. And yeah, walk away from the stuff that doesn't fit anymore. And, you know, I could say the same thing for your clothes closet, but...
well, that will change, too.
Okay.
I've gone out and got an entirely different haircut, and people don't recognize me and go, oh, my gosh, who cut your hair?
Isn't that so cool? I love it when people don't recognize me. I really do. I went to an aunt's funeral, and I hadn't seen my cousins in maybe 10 years. They didn't recognize me. And I thought, whoa, I don't know whether to be flattered or insulted here. And I chose flattered. I didn't even ask why, you know. But yeah, as springtime really comes in here, you've got you know, wonderful stuff coming. It feels like there are offers coming. You've got this whole year is justice and balance. It's bringing balance back into your life, and legality certainly be taken care of. I mean, once your house is actually on the market, it should sell fairly rapidly.
Well, I've had people tell me it's going to sell in May, and I'm sitting here going, I'm like packing like a crazy person thinking it's going to sell in May.
Well, you really have to list it, though. You know,
yes, I do.
You know, you have to list it before May.
Right, I will. I'm going to actually in the middle of April.
Okay, because it's and you know, frankly, don't go crazy, because people come in and they want to repaint and they want to do all sorts of things. So, you know, just breaking your neck to get it to look like it's, you know, that it's ready to move in, isn't really going to serve you that well, because people coming in are going to want to change it. So, you know, clean, yes, but I wouldn't paint, and it feels like you're
yeah,
planning.
I mean, I have
paint.
I have 300 astrology books. Thinking, should I take these with me?
Absolutely.
Know, like,
oh.
But you know, I can't leave those behind, and these are the kinds of things that I have to that I'm packing. It's not so much the little stuff. I have just like stuff like you wouldn't believe. I've been dragging stuff around for over 40 years, and I'm not taking any of it with me.
Oh no, I would.
I mean, I'm just taking just a few things, but not a lot.
Well, you take the things that are most important, and the rest of them that you don't want to dust anymore, leave behind.
Right, exactly.
Let someone else have a tag sale. It does here feel as though that this is a time where you are, you know, definitely creating new foundations from which to work. You're putting yourself into a situation, a space, a place where it is a sanctuary for you, where you feel nurtured and protected. And it does feel as though that this is a phenomenal move for you. I think that it's a place, a situation where you are going to find yourself for a long time. It feels like it's a perfect place for you for a long time.
Well, it's a city finally versus the island.
Uh-huh.
The seclusion of the island to the city, and all of a sudden I'm thinking, I have to be, you know, this is where I have to be, and I'm moving. I'm just going along, and I'm not worried about my little things anymore, you know, my stuff.
It's stuff.
I'm glad you confirmed that.
I mean, absolutely.
I could get myself in big trouble.
I don't think so, you know. I look around at all the stuff that I have treasured and carried for a long time and realize that my daughter-in-law doesn't want any of my stuff, any of the family stuff that's 200 and 300 years old. She could care less. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I really should find a home for this stuff, because... You give it to Goodwill, you know.
Well, I mean, I've got some of those very, very old antiques, too, that are ancient. And hopefully when my son comes to help me move my things out, he'll pick and choose some of the things. But if not, you know, his style is totally different from mine. I don't think he wants any of the stuff. So it's staying.
Well, either that or sell it if it's an antique. You know.
They are Yeah, I've had them appraised. They're quite valuable. I've got a wine tasting table that's a French wine tasting table that goes back to the 1750s.
Put it
and
in
I'm
a,
leaving that behind.
No, put that in a consignment shop.
Okay.
I mean, come on, if something has, you know, let's not be stupid here.
You want it?
No. I have stuff. Thanks a lot. No, but you've got great stuff here, and there's healing energy, and there's energy work, and there's enlightenment, and there's Phoenix Rising stuff as you get into the November timeframe. You've got spirits around you. You're going to write a book or two. And you know, you're not in a relationship at the moment, are you?
No, but I've been waiting for one.
Boy, is it coming.
When is it coming?
I said it's coming.
Oh, it is coming.
It's definitely coming.
I haven't even thought about it.
Yeah, you're going to stumble across this person, and they're spectacular. So you have wonderful stuff coming here. And,
terrific.
Just you know, hey, the valuable stuff, put in a consignment shop. Do something with it. Don't just give it away. Don't be silly.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like you couldn't use the money.
That's right.
So let the universe help you with that, okay?
Okay.
And please, keep in touch.
Oh, I will. I haven't had a chance to chat with you in ages, and I'm, you know, I've been trying to catch your shows, and I was on today, and I thought, oh, I'm calling in. How are
you
doing?
Great. My husband passed away, but other than that, great.
Oh, no. I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, not me. He's in a great place now. He really is. You know, he's really, I'm sure he's traumatizing the other side like crazy.
Listened to his shows, and he was quite the character.
Yes, you've heard somebody trying the patience of the saints.
Yes.
He's making that a reality on the other side, I suspect. So.
Oh, gosh, you're such a sweetheart.
I'm so surprised they let him in. But they did. So it must have been his time for sure. But BarbaraDeLong.com, my email address. Send me an email. I'll contact you. We can chat on the phone, not on the radio.
Okay, great. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Take care now.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.